Let's talk about Justin Fuente. Obviously, he replaces a legend here at Virginia Tech. Why do you think the Hokies went in this direction with the hire, and what do you make of the selection?
Yeah, to me, I think it was one of those. I really think the athletic director, Whit Babcock, I would call it even a grand slam. I mean, I think he definitely had a home run with it. I think what made it the grand slam was being able to keep Bud Foster on as defensive coordinator. Arguably one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. He's been here the whole duration that Frank Beamer was here, the whole 29 years. So definitely keeping the continuity going. They were able to keep Torian Gray on, who's been kind of the architect of the DBU moniker they've had with all the defensive backs. Cam Chancellor, Brandon Flowers, all those guys that have come through here. But as far as, Fuente himself, I think they definitely wanted to – they needed somebody to kind of revitalize the offense. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of qualms or really people really upset as far as Virginia Tech fans go with the defense and Bud Foster's defense over the past, 20, 25 years, that he's been the defensive coordinator. But, offensively, it's just been such a it's been tough to get anything going on offense. They really needed a guy who kind of – an offensive mind, a younger guy like that. And I think his $500,000 buyout was very appealing as well. That was the guy that he was the only one that they offered the job to. Pretty much the probably 2 weeks leading up to that, really the only candidate. They just kind of was a matter of getting everything in place and getting Bud Foster on board. But I really think that with Babcock, he got his guy. I think he made the very best hire and got probably the best fit that he could have gotten.
What kind of impression has he made so far, Jason? Because we have the introductory press conference. He's, of course, leaving Memphis. So what kind of impression has he made locally at Virginia Tech?
I think he's made a great impression. I mean, he's a very personable guy. I think he's a very driven guy. He's one that he just really relates well. And I think that, the very first night he was here, he flew into Blacksburg. It was about 6:30 on Sunday. One of the very first things he did, I think he went and had a team meeting, was the very first thing he did. Right after that, he met with Coach Frank Beamer in his office. They sat, they talked about, a lot of the similarities they had. They both came from Murray State. Fuente started at Oklahoma. He's an Oklahoma guy, but he finished up at Murray State after transferred, so they had that in common. I think once he kind of got, okay from Frank Beamer, I think that really put everybody at ease as far as Virginia Tech fans go. He's got a lot to prove, though. I think, to me, his biggest challenge is probably just getting familiar with everything. I mean, he's a Midwest guy through and through, from Oklahoma. Went to Oklahoma, Murray State, his coaching, where he's been, Illinois State, TCU, Memphis. So he really didn't have a whole lot of connection with the East Coast. So I think that was a big draw also, keeping Bud Foster. But he himself, I think, has got to be accustomed to kind of, just the ACC and that East Coast, because this is Virginia Tech is a very, very East Coast-based school. It's not really a national brand. I mean, they're a very East Coast-based school. So I think he's really got to get himself accustomed to kind of everything they do over here. But, he's been it's been a seamless transition so far, and he's really kind of – I feel like he's impressed everybody he's come across over here.